Hi, from the Front Row Network in NPR, Illinois, I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Megan.
And on this week's episode of Like This Pod Gets Sadvember,
we think you're going to like things that make us cry. Or at least, you know, we hope you do. So, friends, okay. Story. We were at a concert this summer. I invited Jacqueline to go see Dashboard Confessional and yes. Andrew McMahon with me because I wanted somebody to go. And I sent the invite or I sent the information to Mandy too. And I didn't think she was going to want to go because it was a Tuesday. So I was like, I sent it to her and I sent it with Jacqueline. Because I was like, I know Jacqueline will go with me.
I'll go to anything ever.
Yeah. So we all went. And while we were there, we were like texting in the Front Row Network group chat and we were like something about being at the Dashboard Confessional concert. You guys, I can't remember exactly what we said. And Craig was like, oh my God, that's awesome. So then we jumped over to the separate chat that's just the two of us and the two of them from before we were in Front Row Network.
Yeah.
I think it was from Comic-Con is when it started.
Yeah.
Or Fan Expo or whatever we want to call it. And we started this big thing about emo music and all the music that we liked in high school. And we're like, well, now we have to do an episode. So next week, or you guys already heard that episode.
Yes.
But this came from that. And I was like, well, how are we going to build a month around emo music? Well, we don't have enough stuff to talk about to build a whole. I mean, I do. I have enough stuff to build a whole month around it. But combined, we don't. And I was like, what if we just did sad stuff? So Sadvember was born.
So here we are, friends.
Here we are. It's only going to be two episodes because here we are in the third week of November. And then next week we're talking about a Disney movie. So
yeah, we might sprinkle some other things in there, but you guys were not participating. So we had to change it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Everything makes me cry. So I'm just going to list off the entire world.
AKA, the alternate title for this episode is Life. Things that make us cry. Alternate title, Life.
Joking, but not a joke.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Yeah.
So, Jacqueline, what makes you cry?
So, a lot of things make me cry, but I realized when I was like searching for things and making this list that I have, mm-hmm. I like actively try to avoid things that make me cry. Like, I will go out of my way to make sure that I do not cry.
Oh, I don't do that, but I avoid things that make me sad. Like, there are certain like episodes, and we'll like talk about like episodes of like TV shows and movies and stuff like that, that like I have to want to cry to watch them, or like songs that I have to want to cry to listen to, or else I just skip them because I'm like, I don't want to cry. I don't want to be sad right now.
Yeah. And I have gotten to the point where I don't want to cry. I cry over other things so often that I'm like, I don't need any help. I don't need any extra things. It's fine.
Sometimes I just have to get it out. Sometimes I'm like, there's so many things happening. I just need to just close my office door and listen to The Best Day by Taylor Swift. I texted Jacqueline one morning and I was like, it's fine, I cried in my car on the way to work this morning. She's like, why? I said, I was listening to the Best Day by Taylor Swift, and she's like, why? I said,
why?
I don't know,
do
I just
that?
Needed to. So that's my first one, is The Best Day by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, really, there's a lot of Taylor Swift songs that make me cry. A lot of them like are because I've internalized them. Mm-hmm. Like, This Is Me Trying. Mm-hmm. You guys already know. We talked about this already. So, that's my first one, I guess. Just, like, Taylor Swift stuff in general. Like, You're On Your Own, Kid. Kind of makes me cry now. Mm-hmm. Didn't when I first listened to it. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Well, and, like, A Blacklisted Ronin. That one I just don't listen to at all.
No.
There's this song, and there's lots of songs that make me cry, but there is this song from, I don't know who originally sang it in the 50s, but Pearl Jam covered it. It's called The Last Kiss.
Yep.
and it's the Oh Where Can My Baby Be song. And you guys, I can like hear three notes of that song and I have to turn it off because my whole body is already like, it makes me so sad. Like, I will probably start crying while I'm talking about it. I don't know why. I don't know why it affects me so deeply, but it does. I think it's because the girl dies in the song and he's like holding her and she's dying in his arms. And the like the line that's like, just hold me, darling. Just like, I literally like while I'm talking about it right now, like I can like feel my body like seizing up. But like, it just like always, I can remember the first time I heard it, I was in the car with my parents coming home from something and like it was playing. And like anytime I hear it, it's like, and it's always at the same spot when I hear it. I don't, it's like following me, but it's always, we were out on a date in my father's car. And I'm like, nope, turn it off. I hate when it's on when I'm in public. I have to leave the room. I'm like,
no, thanks.
I have an issue with that song.
I've heard that song and it is very sad. It doesn't make me cry, but it is very sad. It's
horribly sad. Well, especially because you're like, oh, she's going to live. And then she dies in his arms.
Cool. Love that.
Yeah. Love that for me. Do you have other songs?
Oh, yeah. One of them is about to start popping up all over the place, and I will not listen to it.
Is it Christmas Shoes?
It's Christmas Shoes.
Oh, yeah. No. That's another one.
It comes on, and I immediately am like, nope.
Nope.
And people are like, but you love Christmas. I'm like, have you heard that song?
Happy Christmas. Heard
it? No, absolutely. I will not listen to that song. I don't care who you are. Who's singing it? No.
Nope.
Not happening. I hate that it was written. Like, I get it, but I hate it. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want to hear it ever again. Do not want. Mm-mm. Nope.
Also, Left Behind, First Reawakening, always makes me cry. Actually, that's not true. It doesn't always make me cry, but most of the time it makes me cry. Especially, like, when it's done well.
Yeah.
It's fair. I mean, granted, it's a funeral song. It's supposed to make you cry. Mm-hmm. But same with A Little Fall of Rain from Loomis.
Yes.
Which I love. I love that song.
Yes. It's a good song. 90% of Les Mis makes you cry. Yeah,
that's true.
Like, music, movie, show. Mm-hmm. We're just going to cover that right now. Mm-hmm. Les Mis was the first, like, Broadway-style show that I ever saw. I saw it on Fox. Cried. Like, immediately. It's like, Mom, why did you bring me here? Yeah.
Well, and it's like, a lot of this stuff, like, makes me cry because I'm sad. But, like, Happily Ever After makes me cry, but not because I'm sad. It just, like, I don't know. It just has that effect on people. Like, it just ruins
Happily
your
ever
day.
After
but in
also
a good day.
Makes me cry. Wishes. I will start sobbing. Like, I was watching one of my Snapchat stories the other day from several years ago. And literally, it's just like this black screen with all fireworks going off. And it's just the script, and it just said, tell me why I heard the Wishes music and immediately started crying. Still true. Mm-hmm. Still accurate. Every time. Because I'll go to listen to Happily Ever After and be like, oh yeah, I'm sad, but I'm happy, and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And then it'll throw Wishes right afterwards, and I'm just like, okay, I'm fine. Everything's okay.
That's fair.
Another song that makes me cry a lot is Don't Take the Girl.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, first hearing it, I'm like, oh, that's sweet. And then I'm like, oh, no.
Yep.
Can't.
There's a lot of country songs that are really sad.
Yeah, I have a bunch on this list. I'm like, why are all of these country songs? It's because all the country songs are so sad.
They are.
They're so sad.
Don't Take the Girl's a good one. That's a really good one, actually.
Yeah, that one was there. I don't cry about it anymore, but I did for the longest time, and it's The Black Keys by the Jonas Brothers. Because it was about Nick.
That's fair.
So that one made me cry. And it's still very sad. Mm-hmm. That one and Turn Right are like the saddest ones by them. And they still make me sad. I don't cry, but they still make me sad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of songs I listened to in high school that made me sad. I mean, we probably talked about a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, we are recording this before we recorded the other one, so I don't know what we're going to talk about. But
yeah,
there are a lot of like songs that made me like a lot of that like genre of music that made me cry.
I can't like dig it out right now, but just because I was a high schooler and everything made me cry when I was a high schooler. So
more country songs that make me sad. There's Rainbow and Every Little Thing. Tonight I Want to Cry. And Austin, they make me sad.
Oh, Austin makes you sad? I love Austin.
Like, I will still listen to it, like, all the time. But it's still just, like, it's one of those songs, like, thinking about it, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Especially because there was this TikTok, and they did, like, the guy singing it, like, normal, and then the girl's, like, response to it, and she was singing, and, like, so that was really cool, but sad.
Don't they get back together at the end of the song?
I think so, but it was still sad.
No, definitely. TikTok has been, like, its goal lately has been trying to make me cry. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I'm gonna have to ban TikTok because it's like all of these like videos of like kids growing up too fast and like babies dying. Oh my god, that It Made Me Think of You trend right now. I don't know how I got on, like, trigger warning, but I don't know how I got on, like, dead kid TikTok, but, like,
that's
what's happening in my life right now, is I'm on sad TikTok.
That's why it keeps making you cry. TikTok makes me cry because it keeps giving me these things where it's like the songs and like then all the text in there, and it's like, this is for da, 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 da. And I'm like, why is this exactly what's happening? Why is this me? Why are these so like exact to my life right now?
Why are you targeting me?
Do not appreciate it at all. Don't like it.
That's fair.
Speaking of TikTok, the Quarter Life Crisis song from TikTok kind of makes me sad. Like, I don't cry, but it just, like, it hurts me. It punches me a little bit in the face.
That's how I feel about Afterglow by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's me. You found me.
Yeah. Hits different. Mm. Also the same.
Begin Again also makes me cry. Like, I don't, like, physically cry, but I get the, like, feelings like I want to cry, which is weird because it's such a, like, it's supposed to be a happy song, but it's, like, you can feel the sadness in it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, the, like, broken person that's writing it.
Yeah. You know who else is really good at making me cry? Freaking Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah?
Piece by Piece.
That's fair.
Directly, like, Sucker Punch.
The what first time album I heard is that it. From? That's, like, the, like, Dark Age Kelly Clarkson. The Dark Listed album. It's, like, Haunted or...
I don't know. Hold on. I have Spotify up already. Don't worry. It's called Piece by Piece. That's the album.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. So I saw the tour when she released that song. That's what I'm thinking of.
Ah. There are a lot of her songs, but that one, like, most recently has killed me.
That's fair. Oh. It was Never Again was the single off of it. The album was called My December. That's the one where she got, like, a little dark and it was like,
ugh. Yeah.
Because it's got Sober on it, which I love.
Oh, Innocent and Haunted, both from Speak Now.
Sorry, John Mayer era.
Yeah.
Oh. Another, so I have a list of songs. I have a list, by a list of songs, I mean a playlist, because that's what you call those, right? Of songs that, like, give me the chills.
Yeah.
Which I think we've talked about them a little bit, but
yeah.
There's this song called, I don't know if it's called What If or What If You, by Joshua Radin, who I freaking am obsessed with. That always, like, makes me, like, clamped, but in a good way. Some, you know, sometimes I cry in a good way. No, not everything is because I'm sad. Like, that's today true. I cried on the couch because Matt and Ren and I were watching a movie, and we were, like, sitting on the couch watching a movie for, like, the first time. Aww. Where all three of us were, like, you know, kind of paying attention before she got up and decided she needed to wander around the whole room. But I was like, that's all I've like ever wanted. Like, that's my dream, is to like have like Friday. I mean, it's not Friday night, it's Monday night, but like Friday night movie nights, like with my family. And so I was just like, literally just like sat there like crying. And Matt's like, you're a freak. I'm like, so
what movie were you watching?
We were watching Once Upon a Snowman.
Oh, because
I wasn't sure that she was going to be able to sit still for like a whole like movie. So we picked a short.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So I will also say a song that makes me cry every time I hear it is The Next Right Thing from Frozen 2.
Like that entire movie change makes me cry.
But yeah,
I don't know what it is about it, but it I get teary eyed every single time.
Yeah. And Show Yourself.
Yeah.
Friggin' sobbing. And then you guys already heard me talk about I'll Be Here from Ordinary Days, but that song makes me cry too. So does Lost Boy. Or it did, at least.
I know the song you're talking about, but who sings that?
Ruth B.
Ruth. I was like, is Ruth something?
Mm-hmm. I had to look it up. And If the World Was Ending.
That one also makes me a little...
That one, I think I sent it to you when it came on. I was like, it was freshly in July. And like, I was doing something and that song just came on. I was like, this is incredibly rude. Did not like it. It doesn't normally, like, it makes me sad. It doesn't normally make me cry, but that day it made me cry. It probably would make me cry when I hear it again now. I've heard it, like, since then, and it made me cry.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, but the state you were in, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the Joshua Radin song is called What If You.
Okay.
I'm, like, skipping over some of the songs that just, like, make me happy. Oh, I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Blower's Daughter by Damian Rice.
I don't know if I've heard that.
Or
I might have, but I just don't know the name of it because we all know I don't know the
name. Yeah, I was going to sing it. Just like you thought it would be. No love, no glory. So. It plays in a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's very slow. Earth Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Dusk and Summer from Desperate Confessional. Constantine. The Jordan Fisher version of Those Magic Changes.
Jordan Fisher singing anything makes me cry.
I have like a, like, not feral reaction, but I have like a visceral reaction to that song. It's just like, I don't know what it is, but it is just like it, like, yeah. I Love You So Bad, the stripped down version by Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Girls Like You, the stripped down version by The Naked and the Afraid, or The Naked and the Afraid, The Naked and Famous. Also, Girls Like You from Maroon 5.
Yes.
If It Kills Me by Jason Mraz, the Casanova Sessions version.
Okay.
Which is the one that with the dance that you didn't like, where the people make out.
Uh-huh.
Sleep on the Floor by the Lumineers.
Okay.
This Magic Moment by the Drifters. And then EXO, the John Mayer cover of the Beyonce song. And then other songs that are on this playlist that just make me happy are Can't Stop This Feeling by Justin Timberlake, Shut Up and Dance, Rivers and Roads, I Miss You by Blink-182, Walking By from Something Corporate, New American Classic, Taking Back Sunday, Colors by Amos Lee. Oh, More Than Anyone by Gavin DeGraw also gives me the Collide. And then a bunch of John Mayer music because I like John Mayer's songs even though I don't like him as an individual. Oh, and The Dress Looks Nice on You by Sufjan Stevens. Oh, and Crimson and Clover by Tommy James and the Shondells. But we talked about that last week, 2 weeks ago. We talked about
whatever.
Taylor.
Yeah, I also have I Hate You, I Love You.
Who sings that?
Oh, I knew you were gonna ask me
that. I'm sorry.
I hate you. I love you.
Oh, yeah, yes. I just didn't know the song, but that, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Nash and Olivia O'Brien. Also, Kelsea Ballerini's new album.
Well, she's going through a divorce, so that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. just blanket that whole thing. Yeah. So.
Do you have any more songs before we move on to a different category? Do you have any more written down?
Yeah. Oh, also, She Used to Be Mine made me cry for a while.
Yes. She Used to Be Mine, especially. Oh, and Everything Changes, especially when I was pregnant and I was just getting ready to have Ren.
Yeah.
That one would make me sob.
I watched Jesse Mueller sing it, like, in just, like, a rehearsal one time, and it, like, gut punched me. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and it's totally different. Like, when Sarah sings it, it's good. But when Jesse Mueller sings it, especially when she's performing it, it's gut-wrenching.
Different. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that's, like, the biggest. Oh, also, All Too Well 10-minute version, Taylor's version.
Yeah. Especially if I'm, like, in it.
Obviously, yeah. So that's it that I can think of for music and stuff right now.
Oh, there are so many more that I just can't even think about right now. But
I'm sure that I will like put on a playlist tomorrow of just a random one, and I'll have like six songs. I'm like, nope, can't listen to those. It happens.
All right. Do you want to talk about movies?
Sure.
There are so many movies that made me cry.
Oh, yes.
We've talked about Family Stone. Like, we did a whole episode on it. I freaking love A Walk to Remember.
Yep, that's on here, too. I watched that movie when I wasn't allowed to watch that movie.
You weren't allowed to watch that movie?
Yeah, I don't know. My mom said at one point in my life when I was younger, I couldn't watch that movie. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Huh, I wonder why. It is like the most sweetest, innocent
movie. Probably because it was going to make me sad and she didn't want me to be sad.
Okay, that's fair. Because
I don't know. But I definitely watched it and I wasn't supposed to.
What else?
The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, well, that is the first movie that ever made me cry. Yeah, I can vividly remember it.
Stupid.
Also, My Girl.
Yep. Also have My Girl.
Also, Steel Magnolias.
Mm-hmm.
Up.
Titanic made me cry. I vividly remember the first time I ever watched Titanic was at a sleepover. We had to put the VHS in. Like, it stopped, and we had to put the new one
in. There's two VHSs. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And everyone was just, like, looking at me. They're like, are you okay? And I'm just, like, sobbing in my sleeping bag. The only Titanic? One that's crying.
Did not make me cry. Pearl Harbor, which is also a 2 VHSer.
Yeah.
Makes me cry. It makes me cry twice.
I don't watch it because I know it's going to make me cry.
Yeah. Have you never seen it?
Oh, no. I've seen it. I watched it in school. The first time I ever watched Pearl Harbor was in school.
That's a lot of movie to watch in school.
Yeah. It took us like 2.5 weeks or something.
I bet. Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
Had a
bing bong
actual emotional breakdown in the theater and cried for the rest of the movie. I think that was the first time Matt ever saw me like lose my shit on a movie. Like
Frozen 2.
Frozen 2. I thought I said I think I threw that out there in passing, but Frozen 2 made me weep.
We were sitting there. It was you, me, my mom, Amy, Zoe, and I think Piper came too. And we're all sitting there just like sobbing. Yeah.
It was not okay.
Yeah. The Notebook.
Yep. Yep.
The Pursuit of Happiness. That makes me cry.
I haven't seen that one.
Also, while we're talking about Will Smith, 7 Pounds.
I haven't seen that one either, and I always get them confused because they're both Will Smith movies, but that's the one where he's looking for his wife's heart, right?
It's the one where he's going to donate his organs. Mm. And they're, it's a whole thing. But The Pursuit of Happiness is the one with him and Jaden.
Yes. And they're homeless, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me Before You, which made me very angry because I read the book first and made me very angry. I was like, oh, I don't like this. But I love the movie. I love the movie.
P.S. I Love You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
La La Land also makes me sad.
La La Land also makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like looking at lists just to make sure that I had things. Mm-hmm. And that came out. I was like, you know what? That does make me sad.
There's this movie from the early 2000s that is a stupid, terrible movie. It's ridiculous. It's called Here on Earth. It has Chris Klein and Lily Sobieski in it. Makes me cry. Made me cry then, so it makes me cry now. I still like it.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Endgame.
Oh.
Makes me cry.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have heard the story, but that movie started and I immediately started crying and did not stop for the entire movie.
Yeah. No.
The entire movie. I cried the whole time.
I cried in Endgame. I cried in Multiverse of Madness. Shit. Cried in Spider-Man.
Cried a little bit in Spider-Man. Also, I cried during this book, but The Bridge to Terabithia. Sobbed.
Haven't read or watched because I've heard it's sad. That's one of those ones that I have avoided because I've heard that it is sad.
I love the book. I love it so much, but it makes me cry. And the movie just, it kills me. Because it's Josh Hutcherson and Anna Sophia Robb, I think.
Yes, I think you are correct.
And they're just so perfect, and it's just so sad. It's so sad.
Rent, specifically when I can tell you the exact moment where I start crying, and I will probably get verklempt talking about it, but it's when they're at Angel's funeral, and I can't remember who gets up and does it in the movie, because it's somebody different in the show, but it's the, you always talked about how lucky we were to know each other, but it was us who were lucky
to know you.
And I'm like, literally, like, my eyes are welling up right now while I'm saying it. I just think that is the most incredible thing somebody could ever say about somebody else. Like,
Yeah.
Guys, I said we were going to cry at this episode.
I know. I'm like, are we just going to end this episode with us sobbing?
Yeah. It's fine.
Maybe.
I'm fine. I'm going to be fine.
Everything's okay. Marley and me.
This is another one that I have avoided because I know it's just going to make me sad. Oh,
I'm mad. I don't know who took me to see this movie, but I'm mad. Also, along that same vein, freaking I Am Legend. The movie terrifies me, but it makes me sob. The freaking dog dies.
Yeah, so I knew that the dog dies.
Oh, I hate it.
Toy Story 3.
Mm-hmm. When they're all in the furnace and they're holding hands.
Mm-hmm. Also, Stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
Just ruins me. Here's the thing, Julia Roberts. I'm going to need you to stop making sad movies.
I haven't watched it recently, but Someone Great will probably make me cry now.
Oh, it's so good. I love it so much.
Oh, no, it's good. But it will. The Notebook.
I think you've said The Notebook.
Did I say that already? Yeah. I don't know.
But yes, The Notebook.
Yeah.
Actually, The Notebook doesn't... I have to be in a very specific mood for The Notebook to make me cry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I like the ending. I like that they die together.
Well, yeah, but it's still sad.
I don't know. Like... It is sad because they die, but I'm like, they get to die together and happy and like they're reunited. And it's just like, it's almost like a happy cry for me. Now, Mandy, the first time we watched it, she needed like an hour to recover. She like sobbed.
So the ending doesn't make me sad. It's just like the story in general and like how he's telling and like the fact that she doesn't remember. Like that's what makes me cry.
That's fair. Oh, Little Women. All iterations of Little Women make me cry.
Little Women doesn't make me cry.
Oh, when Beth dies, I cry every single time.
Yeah, I think when we saw the newest one, like, I was sitting between, like, you and my grandma or something, and, like, everyone was crying, and I'm like, not. I was like, oh.
Beth is just so sweet. And it's like, it's one of those movies where it's like, I know she's going to die, but I'm like, maybe this time she won't. Like, she has to. It's like important to the story. But.
Yeah. Age of Adelaide?
Out of something. With Blake Lively?
Yes, the Blake Lively.
Blake Lively? Yes.
Yeah. That one makes me sad.
Yeah.
The vow.
Yes.
Time Traveler's Wife.
Yes. Moulin Rouge.
I don't know if I cried when I saw that the first time, but I know it made me sad. Like, it still makes me sad, but I don't think I cried.
Doesn't make me cry every time, but if I am, like, invested in it, it makes me cry.
Yeah.
It's like that with Romeo and Juliet, too. I don't always cry in Romeo and Juliet, but sometimes I do.
I mean, every Disney movie ever makes me cry. Like, I cried the first time I saw Frozen. Do You Want to Build a Snowman makes me cry. I can't listen to Do You Want to Build a Snowman.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm fine until their parents die.
Please.
Kristen Bell's voice right there just guts me.
People are asking where you've been.
Oh. Tick, Tick, Boom. So the show for Tick, Tick, Boom did not make me cry. But the movie, I sobbed at the end. And then when they're going into all the stuff about Jonathan Larson, I mean, I was just like weeping.
Yeah. It's kind of like all my big ones.
That's what I was thinking, too. I mean, I could like go to my thing downstairs and like point at all the sad movies. Mm-hmm. But that's a good overview, I think.
Yeah.
Let's talk about TV episodes.
Okay.
So
I don't have specific episodes picked out for a lot of them because there's so many in some of them, but I do for a couple.
Yeah. There's two. Well, there's three that come to my mind like immediately. Like when I was like making my list, like mentally, I was like, oh, I have to remember to talk about these three episodes of TV too. And then we'll talk about other ones later. Like most of Grey's Anatomy makes me cry. Mm-hmm. There's like specific ones that we can talk about. But like, so anyways, back to my... So, the episode of How I Met Your Mother where Marshall's dad dies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then the one after with the voicemail.
That one doesn't make me as sad. The like lead up to it. That one gets me. The one after doesn't.
Yeah. Well, because you just aren't expecting it. Like, it just is a gut punch. Like, he just walks up at the end and Lily's like, your dad died. And you're like, what?
Well, and he didn't know, like, when they were making that. He didn't know that that's what she was going to say.
Oh, my God.
So, like, that reaction is legit. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that. Oh, it's got chills. the episode of Friends when Monica and Chandler find out that they can't have kids. And then the last episode of WandaVision.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I have a How I Met Your Mother episode on here. There's an episode of Scrubs that makes me sad.
There's a lot of episodes of Scrubs that make me sad.
Yeah. It's called My Screw Up. It's the one where they're at Ben's funeral, but Dr. Cox doesn't know that that's the funeral that he's at. And, like, it's a whole thing. So that one makes me sad. There were several episodes of Lost that made me sad, especially when Charlie died.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal Minds episode when Hotch's wife dies, or ex-wife. That one, like, there's a lot, but that one especially, because his kid's there.
On that note, the episode of Bones, when you find out that the killer is Zach, that one makes me cry.
I hate it so much. The Fresh Prince episode.
Oh, with his dad?
His dad, and he's like, how come he didn't want me? Every time.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Orange is the New Black, when they have, like, the, like, riot and Pusey dies.
Mm-hmm.
And Sesame Street. When Mr. Hooper died.
Yeah.
And they had to explain to Big Bird, why he wasn't coming back. Yeah. Do not like it.
Yeah.
And then there's just like seasons of things.
Mm-hmm.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that. In season one of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., when... Is Gemma stuck in the lab or is Fitz stuck in the lab?
Gemma. In the lab.
That one.
That one. When Fitz dies.
Yeah.
Because, like, in that episode, Fitz dies and Coulson dies, and, like, everything happens at once, and it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Game of Thrones. I get sad when some of them die. Like obviously, like the Red Wedding.
I'll say the Red Wedding kills me. Horribly sad.
Even when Ned died, I was sad. Well, like, yeah, you didn't get very much of him, but I still love him. Yeah. So that was sad. And then there's Grace. All the things. I think the first episode that I cried in, I told Megan about it, and it's the train episode. I was like, this is why I didn't want to watch this show. This is why. I'm like sobbing throughout the entire thing. And then I think I told Megan the entirety of season 17 or 18.
Is that when Meredith's in the coma?
No, it's the one before that, I think. I have to check. Because I knew that all that stuff was coming, so it didn't. I didn't care. Maybe it is 17. Maybe it is when she's in the coma. It's just everything that's happening, like, while she's out of it. Yeah, I think so. But yeah, that, like, every single episode in that season, I was crying.
Yeah. When Denny dies, not because of Izzy, but because of Alex.
Yeah.
When George dies. The episode with Laurie Metcalf, when she's dying and she's telling her daughter all the things that she's going to do without her.
Yeah.
When the little girl, or when the little boy who was assigned as a girl finally gets to cut their hair at the end. I mean, there's so many. When Lexi and Mark die in the plane crash.
I cried more about that than I did about Derek.
I didn't cry about Derek because I knew it was coming at that point.
Yeah. I knew all of it was coming.
Yeah.
I still cry.
The shooting up, when the shooter, the active shooter is there. Yes. And then a couple episodes later when Mandy Moore dies.
The bomb
is a really good one. Meredith, like, season two just in general makes I cry almost through the whole thing because it's just kind of a dark season.
Yeah.
Same with three, because, like, when George's dad dies, I lose it. At the end of season five, which is the episode where George dies too, when Izzy gets to have the wedding instead of Meredith and Derek. Again, it's for Alex instead of for Izzy, but... Oh, in the episode when Joe finds out how she was conceived.
Yeah.
That one made me sob.
That one definitely made me
sob. When Stephanie died, I was really sad. I mean, there's a lot. There's 17 seasons of things, and it is a show that makes you sad.
That's why I didn't want to start it. And here I am. I just watched the episode that aired on Thursday.
It's so good. Now you're ahead of me.
I know. I need you to catch up because I have things I want to talk to you about.
I know. What else? Oh, there's episodes of Schitt's Creek that make me cry. None of them because they're sad. All of them because I'm happy. Like the episode where Patrick comes out to his parents, I always cry. I always cry at the proposal. I always cry in Simply the Best. I always cry at the wedding.
Same. I cry when Ted and Alexis, like, officially break up.
Yeah. I cry when Stevie and David are sitting out in front of the house. If I'm really emotional, I'll cry in the cabaret episode.
Okay.
Sometimes I get really sad when Mutt and Alexis break up, too. Not because of, like, I like them together, but just because, they're sad when they break up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. But a lot of it is, like, happy crying. It just, like, makes me cry. Oh my God, the episode of Boy Meets World where Mr. Turner is in the coma, that one makes me cry.
Yeah.
And Sean's in the cult. And Corey's like, this is a hug. Like, this is what a hug is supposed to be for.
Yeah.
You hug somebody because you care about them. Yeah, that's a really good one. And that's, like, one of the, like, banned from Disney episodes, I'm pretty sure. So it's probably gone back to the vault because
Disney has Boy Meets World again.
We'll find it somewhere, I'm sure. It exists.
Oh my God, I know. So there's this episode of Growing Pains.
Oh.
Where, is it Chrissy? I can't even remember what the sister's name is. I remember watching it and then going out, and I was like sobbing and going out and talking to my mom about it, because it was like, this was like the episode that like put reality like in check for me. And it was like when I realized like mortality was real.
Mm.
But like, so in the episode, the sister's boyfriend gets into a car wreck and he's fine when she leaves the hospital. And then when she gets home, he has died.
Mm.
And I was just like, because you look the whole, you're like, oh my God, he's going to be fine. It's growing pains. It's fine. And then he died. And then they ended the episode. And I was just like, it like, I had like a mental breakdown. It like broke me.
Wow.
I was just like, but he was fine. Mom, he was fine. He was fine when she left. He was fine. And then he died. Like, I don't understand.
So. 8 Simple Rules when John Ritter dies.
I was going to say when they had to handle John Ritter's death.
And all of that. And just, like, the girls and the all of it.
Yeah.
Like, both of those episodes made me cry.
Yeah. I could see that. The quarterback, the episode of Glee that they dedicated to Cory Monteith after he died. Mm-hmm. I cried through that whole episode.
Yeah.
Several episodes of This Is Us.
Yeah, I won't watch that one.
Yeah.
I will not.
The episode of it's not Hush. It's is it Hush? No, it's The Body. The one where Joyce dies, where Joyce is dead at the end. Did you not watch Buffy?
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I was you just said the episode Hush. And I'm like,
the episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer where Joyce is dead at the end.
Yes. That one is very sad.
Yes.
I was like, what show are we talking about?
Sorry. So all of Dawson's Creek makes me cry. Like all of it.
Okay.
I was like really emotional, and first of all, I was just really emotional in high school. I'm emotional now. but like all of it, just all of it would make me cry. I mean, there are sad episodes, like Jen dies and like Graham's dies, Dawson's dad dies. But yeah, just all cry all the time. Mm-hmm. All of it makes me cry.
The episode of Gilmore Girls where Richard almost dies the first time, mm-hmm. and Emily's like talking to him and she's like, you were not allowed to go before I do.
Yep.
That makes me cry.
Yep. I will 100% agree with you on that. 100%.
There's another one where Lorelai's crying that I can't remember, but it also makes me very sad. I started my rewatch, so when I get to it, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay. Another more like happy crying stuff. Pam and Jim's wedding always makes me cry.
Really?
Yeah, and also all the promos for it always make me cry. I don't know what it is. My brother thinks it's so weird, but always makes me cry.
When Holly proposes to Michael is when I cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about books.
All right, so books. I already talked about Bridge to Terabithia. I did not talk about this movie because the movie didn't make me cry, but the book did. Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, they both make me cry.
Like, I love the movie, but it doesn't make me cry like the book does. And then the same with If I Stay.
I can't remember if either of them made me cry, but they're very good. I liked both of them.
Yeah, the book made me cry, the movie didn't, which is like, normally it's flip-flop. Normally I'll cry over the movie, but I just didn't. When I read The Fault in Our Stars the first time with all of my other high school friends, we all cried about it together. Most of the Jodi Picoult books will make me cry.
The thing with The Fault in Our Stars is they flip it on you. You are not expecting August to die.
Yeah.
You're expecting Hazel to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry Potter's book 5, 6, 7, and 8. Nope, 7.
Ends 7.
5, 6, and 7. 4, yeah, 5, 6, minor, and 7.
Mine are 3, 5, and 7, so yeah.
6 doesn't make you cry?
Remember, I hate 6.
But Dumbledore.
Yeah? The movie made me cry, but the book didn't.
That's fair.
I vividly remember crying over the 7th book, though.
Well, everybody dies in 7.
Because I can tell and you it was exactly the end. Where I was and what was happening.
Yeah.
I was on the plane to Los Angeles, which I thought was the plane to Oregon. I was on the plane to Los Angeles to go to our surprise Disney trip before my aunt got married. And I was alternating between reading the 7th Harry Potter book and reading my script for Macbeth, because I was going to be in Macbeth when we got back. And I needed to memorize my, like, 3 lines. And so I had that script, and I had the 7th book, and I'm, like, sitting on the airplane crying. Mm-hmm. And people are, like, around me. My mom's like, don't worry, she's reading this book. And everyone understood.
Everybody got it.
They get it.
Oh, man. Secret Life of Abby LaRue made me cry several times.
I haven't read it yet.
It's so good. It's so
I'm going good. To, eventually.
I think I'm going to read it this November. It's a good yeah. It's a good fall book.
Yeah. Several of the ACOTAR books made me cry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mostly 2 and 3. Mostly 2, honestly.
Yeah. Oh,
and then 4. No, 5. Yeah. No, 4. Because Frost and Starlight is like 2 or 3.5 or something, right?
Something, yeah.
And Silver Flame's 4 on its own. Silver Flame, I almost cried through the whole thing. It was so,
yeah.
It was so emotional.
Yeah. Silver, it's my favorite one, and I sobbed for a lot of it.
Yeah.
While I was at work.
Yeah.
Listening to it. Same. There's this book called Memoirs of a Teenage Amnesiac?
Interesting.
I read it in middle school. It had to have been middle school because I read it in my loft bed at the old house.
Okay.
Before we moved to Lincoln. It is by, please hold, not that I had written it down, but I didn't. Gabrielle Zevin.
Okay.
I don't know where I got it. I don't know where it came from. I don't have it anymore unless it's at my mom's house, but I haven't seen it in years. But it made me very, very sad. It's a good book though.
What's it? Oh, it's obviously about an amnesiac.
Yeah, I'm gonna read you the little synopsis.
Okay, I'm like, what's it about?
I know, I'm like, it's been a long
time. Oh, you're okay.
It came out in 2007, and I'm pretty sure that's when I read it. So,
gotcha.
I'll just read it all to you.
Yeah.
If Naomi had picked tails, she would have won the coin toss. She wouldn't have had to go back for the yearbook camera, and she wouldn't have hit her head on the steps. She wouldn't have woke up in an ambulance with amnesia. She certainly would have remembered her boyfriend, Ace. She might have even remembered why she fell in love with him in the first place. She would understand why her best friend, Will, keeps calling her Chief. She'd know about her mom's new family. She'd know about her dad's fiance. She never would have met James, the boy with the questionable past and even funnier future, who tells her he once wanted to kiss her. She wouldn't have wanted to kiss him back, but Naomi picked heads after her blah, 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 blah. And that's the end, because then it talks about the author. Mm. But it's like she's trying to figure out what happened in the 4 years of her life that she's missing. And how.
40?
4.
Oh, I was like, jeez.
Yeah, there's 4 years of her life that she's missing. Like, her wow. parents got divorced, her mom got remarried, has this whole new family, doesn't talk to her, her dad has a fiance. Like,
wow.
all of these things are happening. She's trying to, like, figure them all out. And people don't believe that she's missing all of it.
Oh.
Like, they're like, don't you remember? Like, you should remember this. You should know this. She's like, I don't. Yes, you do. Yeah.
Yikes.
And then she has this boyfriend that she doesn't really like anymore. Because she's herself from 4 years ago and not now. And then,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
Sounds really good. Sounds really sad, but it sounds really yeah. good.
Yeah. And there's some funny parts and stuff to it. But
The Dinner List and the other one by Rebecca Searle that everybody loves. In 5 years or just 5 years? I think it's In 5 years. Both of those made me cry. I also really liked Summer in Italian Summer, Summer in Italy, something along those lines.
I don't know.
But it's also by Rebecca Searle. Nice. It's sad. Nope, it made me cry too. No, it made me cry too. But they're really good.
Yeah.
Like, the first two, like, punch you in the gut. Like, you weren't expecting it. The first one, like, the sad is at the beginning, and then you get past it.
Got it.
The Hunger Games made me cry. Especially the second one.
I think they made me cry, too.
Yeah. Oh, the husband's, the Evelyn Hugo husband's book, that one made me cry.
I still haven't listened to it.
Also, Forever Interrupted. What else did Taylor Jenkins read? Right, that I made me cry. One Last Stop made me cry. By Casey McQuiston.
Yeah.
Betrayed made me cry.
You guys, if you could see Megan, she's like coming up to the microphone and saying something, and then going like looking at her bookshelf.
Tea Party Seance, that made me cry. The graphic novel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to pull up the things that make you guys cry for the four of you that picked them.
That's good.
Found it. Grace also said The Fault in Our Stars. So, same. Oh, my mom said Homeward Bound.
Oh,
and
yes.
I won't watch that movie anymore. I won't do it. Mom also said Les Mis, but she... We already talked about that. Yeah. Logan said Marley and Me. Mm-hmm. My brother Logan. Mom said Les Mis again.
Yeah, she wanted to make sure we saw it. It was very important.
Caitlin, number one horse goblin, said the most recent A Star Is Born.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That made me cry, too.
Fall Turning to Winter. I'm sorry, that makes you sad.
Mm-hmm.
It does not make me sad. It makes me very happy. Caitlin also, I also agree with this, but the Jonas Brothers are breaking up and then coming back together. Same.
Fair.
I was devastated.
Fair.
Abigail Seinberg? Is that your friend?
Yep.
Okay.
That's my friend.
Would Have, Could Have, Should Have by Taylor Swift.
That's fair.
West Side Story and Season 8, Episode 12 of Criminal Minds, which...
wonder if that's the same one you're talking about. That you talked
about.
It
might be. I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Oh, Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood. That movie makes me sob. 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 In several places. It's good. It's good sobbing, though. Oh, The Truth About Forever. That made me cry. Just listen to me cry.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's also several episodes of NCIS that make me cry. Oh, no. That episode does make me cry. It's when Reed's girlfriend gets kidnapped, but Michelle Trachtenberg is in it.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good episode. I can see why that makes you cry. Yeah, makes me sad.
Oh, this is like kind of like a happy cry. Well, it's kind of like a feel seen cry. Okay. There's an episode of Bluey. It's called The Baby Race.
Oh,
and the like babies are like Chili, who is the mom, wants Bluey to do all these things first because she wants everybody to think that she is like the best baby.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, one of the other moms comes and is like talking to her and telling her, she's like, you know, I just want to let you know that I can tell that you're disappointed, that you don't feel like she's, you know, living up to the expectations or whatever. She's like, but I just want to let you know that you're doing a really good job. And that's the most important thing. And I just like cry every single time. Let's see if I can find the line.
I don't think I've seen that episode yet.
So the other mom comes in and she's like, oh, hi. And Chili's like, oh, hi, I'm sorry, my house is a mess, blah, blah, blah. And then the other mom like pats her on the back, and then she shows her a picture, and she said, "Oh, are these all of your children?" And she actually has like 8 kittens. And Chili's like, "Oh, I thought, you know, you just had the one." And she's like, "No." And she's like, "Oh, well, you must have learned, you know, you must have learned something, you know, from having all these children." And she says, "I have. And there's something that I want you to know." And she says, "What?" And the mom turns to her and just says, "Oh my God, I'm going to cry just talking about it."
Oh.
She's, "I just want to let you know that you're doing a great job." And then she gives her a hug.
That's sweet.
But it's just like, because that's just what you want to know, you know?
Yeah.
You're always convinced that you're not doing your best. You're not doing as well as you could be. And it's nice to have somebody tell you, like, "You're doing a good job." Told you guys I was going to cry.
She is.
It's okay. I didn't talk about the Wanda episode because that one was going to make me cry too.
Yeah.
I only cried talking to a stranger about it. It's fine.
It was not a stranger. It was Wanda.
It's true.
Oh, speaking of Marvel that makes me cry, I can't believe I didn't talk about this, but the episode of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Actually, there's 2 things I have to talk about. But the episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier when Sam goes with Bucky to therapy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's saying all this stuff, and he's like, "If you give this up, then maybe he was wrong about you. And if he's wrong about you, then he was wrong about me." And that hurts me for Bucky so much. Yeah. So much. And I could go into this whole thing. But that part makes me very, very sad. And, like, when he's waking up with, like, the nightmares and he's sleeping on the floor and all that, just, like, it gets me. And then in Hawkeye, when Yelena is talking with Clint when they're fighting and they're talking about Natasha, because she's like, "You killed, like, this is your fault," and all this stuff. And she's like, "How come you got so much time with her and I didn't?"
Mm-hmm.
That makes me very sad, too.
That's fair.
Not quite as poignant as yours, but they still make me sad.
Different. It's just different. Mine was a cartoon. So, an 8-minute long cartoon. Oh, okay. Let's talk about what's making us happy this week. That's not what our segment's called. Let's talk about what we like this week. Hey, Jacqueline, what do you like this week?
This week, I like that it is peppermint mocha season, and I can get all of them as many as I want to get. And I can make them for myself at work, or I can go to Starbucks and get them. And it's just a magical, wonderful time, and it makes me so happy.
I have had the best 2 already in the week that they've been available.
I'm not going to talk about how many I've had. In my defense, I work at a coffee shop.
That's true.
And also, my grandma was here, and she always wants to go to Starbucks. So, anyway, that's what I like this week. Hey, Megan, what do you like this week?
I have 2. The one is very vague, and I'm just going to say we started our stuff for the January month, and I think you guys are going to like it. I hope so. Although I will say Matt texted me today, and he was like, I was like, "How is your day going?" He's like, "Not." He's like, "Wonderful, delightful. All of the videos are corrupt." I was like, "Oh no!" But he got some stuff, so it's not all lost. But I was like, "Oh no!" And then the second thing is that we got to have a bonfire in our house for the first time—not in our house, but at our house.
So, hey,
we got to have people over, so that was
that fun. Was gonna be mine, but I didn't want to take it from you. It was a good night. It was a good time.
It was.
My other thing is that because of the bonfire, we get to see our friends like 3 weekends in a row.
God, it's going to be so good.
So, not all of our friends, because not everybody could come to the bonfire. Not everybody's going to all the things. But like a good chunk of us, we get to hang out for 3 weekends in a row. And it's very exciting.
That you guys know.
Yeah.
Including Caitlin.
Yes. #1 horse goblin.
Yes.
Alrighty, friends. So if you want to keep talking about sad things, which you totally can, or if you just want to keep hanging out with us, You can find us at likethispod.com, where you can also buy our merch. Like This Pod on Instagram, Like This _ pod on Twitter, / Like This Pod on Facebook, and Like This Pod on TikTok. And we've been killing it with the TikTok game, so like, go look at all the things that Megan's posted, because they're great.
Yeah, I'm almost on like 2 months of posting every day, so
yeah, she's doing the best. You can find me personally at princess_Jack on Instagram, or Jack4104 on Twitter. Jack is JACQ.
Oh, yeah, it's me. And you can find me at louderthanwords, LOWDER, on Instagram and Twitter.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. And this helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it. We will see you guys next week when we talk about Disenchanted. Thanks for listening.
Bye.